Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jamie Rose, today joined by Reese, frontman and guitarist of Winslows. How are you, mate? Are you all good?
I'm good, Phil. Yourself?
I'm all good. Thank you for doing this. How are you? Are you all amped up, or what's the plan for today? Have you got anything on today, or is it just with the band?
Yeah, I'll be honest, it's probably just working and sleeping, not much of a Saturday night.
not too much of a rock and roll lifestyle yet for the band, but yeah. Winslows, four-piece rock band. Do you guys originate from Lincoln? I know you played around here. Do you guys kind of come from here, or...?
Yeah, man, we're all from Lincoln. Yeah, we all live just on near enough the outskirts, but some of us live city centre and stuff. But yeah, we're all from Lincoln, all originated here and that.
Yeah, nice one. So I was on your social medias, and you guys have just come off a bit of a hiatus. I mean, you had a kind of self-presidented kind of hiatus. You've come back with a whole different kind of setup, a new band member, and a couple new songs. Talk to me, like, what's the story that gets us up to this point of the band?
Yeah, pretty much. It was that about a year and a half ago, probably coming on for 2 years now, we all bumped into each other at college and, you know, started jamming with each other. And then I brought one of, you know, like, it was covers and stuff like that. And then I brought an original in, and everyone seemed to think it was boss. So we recorded it, released it, and it's been a kind of upwards hill climb since then. Yeah, we just decided that we needed a bit of a break just to, I don't know, kind of redefine everything that we stood for and needed some new inspiration for songs and a kind of new outlook on the whole performing and our music and stuff. And yeah, we've definitely come back swinging. I think we're definitely ready to make some proper noise again.
Yeah, to hit the road again. You talked about it briefly then. Was there a change in sound that was needed, or was it just a case of, band stuff where some people drop out, there's different projects that are being worked on, or was there a sense of a whole shake-up was needed?
No, it was definitely needed. I mean, it's like anything in life. Like, if you're doing something over and over again, week in, week out, it can get dead repetitive, even if it is, you know, mucking about with your mates playing guitar or whatever. Everything can get same old, and I think it was more, right, we'll take a couple of weeks off, and then that turned into a month or so, a couple months, and it was just kind of working on stuff, getting it all ready for that moment when we do come back, and we come back swinging, you know what I mean? Because there's no point in putting 50% in something that deserves 100%, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you've invested so much and you guys seem to be proper on the ball with kind of your performance that I've seen from social media. Recent was it Join His Arms that you played in Lincoln for your first gig back over Halloween?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty much, we weren't planning on doing anything. And then we got an offer for something, for a gig. And then that kind of fell through and we kind of hyped ourselves up for it. And so we kind of contacted a few places, and luckily Paul from the Join His Arms said that he'd happily have us as long as we packed the venue out, and we did. And, it couldn't have gone better for our Reese's first gig.
Yeah.
It just couldn't have gone better. It was incredible, really, I think. And it really shows that no matter if you take a bit of time out or whatever, you've always got them people that are willing to, you know, come and see you live, you know, and it's just a wicked feeling.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose it's got to be quite a nice feeling to have a couple months off from a hiatus, a whole different sound, but yet still have that kind of loyal fan base. That must be quite a nice feeling to go that no matter what we kind of go through in terms of our sound and kind of band setup, it's nice to kind of have that support as well.
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, I think the thing is that, you know, it wasn't like a monstrous break for us. It wasn't so much like, we're leaving and then we'll come back and then see how it goes. It weren't an argument or nothing like that. It was more, what we need to do is plan, you know, the next year and, plan it meticulously so that we can do the best that we can do, you know. And it's kind of, you know, everything's falling into place now. And we've got a lot of things hidden up our sleeve, which will come clear very soon, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited for it. Quickly talk to me. the name Winslows, where does that come from? Where does the name, or was it just one of them things where it was like just going through names and thinking, oh, that maybe works as a band?
No, I don't know. Personally, it's when we started jamming, our mate Ewan, who isn't in the band anymore, but we're all still really good mates with him and that. He comes to our gigs and stuff. He was playing guitar originally, and it was his idea for the name, and we all just kind of thought it sounded all right, and it sounds like a name that, you know, should be on big stages. You know what I mean? I'll be honest and just say I've got absolutely no idea what it means, but I tell you, I'll have to ask him because people always ask me that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, it sounds like if you go, oh, the Winslows, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like a band, especially when it's got the in front of it. Do you know what I mean? The Sherlocks, for example, or, you know, it kind of has that kind of ring to it in a certain way. I mean, you've had a new song that you've released called Split the Sky. What was the writing process like? And just the writing process on, like, all the songs that you guys have been working on. What is kind of the writing process? Is the one person in particular, or has it been multiple, loads of you bringing, you know, certain things into, different things into the studio and just working from there? What's the kind of writing process like for it?
Well, I mean, every song's different. I mean, that when we released our EP, Split the Sky, that was kind of more a load of songs that we'd been working on all together, and then we decided that they kind of needed to go, you know, as one solid project. I mean, we've got hundreds of songs and stuff, some of them differ in quality, but yeah, we thought we'd put them out because they were the toughest quality at the time. Well, it's pretty much I write the initial tune, you know, with the melody and the lyrics and stuff, and then when I bring it to the band, it becomes something completely different. Like half of the songs that we've done or we play start off as, you know, kind of chill songs that you play in your room with your acoustic guitar, and then you bring them to a four piece band, you know what I mean, with a full drum kit and,
yeah,
you know, massive bass behind it,
and it elevates the song. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, whenever people ask it, like, I do write the initial song, but it's not my song. It's our song, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you say that you guys kind of influence yourselves on? Or is there a unique sound that you guys kind of base yourself on? Or is there certain influences that you guys kind of listen to and think, yeah, that's a good sound for us as a band?
I think we all differ massively on influences, like, musically. We obviously, like, we all connect through certain bands and certain genres of music and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I think we all definitely differ as to regards what we listen to when we're in the car or at work or something like that, you know. Like, personally, I think more about, you know, a good song's a good song. And if it's, I've got certain songs that I think sound like the Lars, or certain songs I think sound a bit more, you know, 90s.
Yes.
You know, like a ride or something like that.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know, to all the people, it sounds like different things. I think the main thing that we pride ourselves on is probably the energy at the gigs. And the only people I can compare that to is probably like the Libertines, you know,
yes,
the 2000s bands. And
yeah,
I want that energy of them gigs. You know, you see pictures in that of, you know, people sweaty with a can of lager.
Yeah.
You know, the skirts
grungy,
come off their shirt and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's the kind of gigs I want. I don't want people standing around and with their hands in their pockets. You know, that's what I'd say we all aspire to be.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, you say about the Libertines. What was maybe the first record that you listened to, or what was the first song that kind of properly got you into, you know, writing music, playing guitar? Like, what was the first song that really inspired that kind of musical sense in you guys?
What me personally?
For you personally, yeah.
I'd probably have, to play guitar, it'd probably be, I'd say maybe like Waterfall by the Stone Roses.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, like I love playing guitar, me, but I also love writing songs, you know, and I there's a big difference between playing guitar and being a songwriter, and I like to think that I can do both all right, but for guitar, Waterfall by the Stone Roses, because John Squire is just one of the best guitarists, underrated guitarists of all time.
Do you reckon, if I could put you on the spot right now, and this isn't in the interview question, but I'm going to put you on the spot, could you name your best three guitarists of all time?
best free guitarist of all time.
Do you reckon, yeah? Do you reckon you could do that, or is that too much pressure? Do you reckon off the top
Yeah,
of your
no,
head?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it then.
In no particular order, of course, because I think they're all equally, better than each other. Yeah, I'd probably say John Squire from the Roses and the Seahorses, Johnny Marr from the Smiths.
Yeah.
And I'd probably say Nick McCabe from the Verve. What an incredible guitarist. I'm big into my, shoegaze and stuff like that, and he makes incredible noises come out of that guitar, man.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So there's a lot of kind of 90s influence in that then, really, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, I suppose.
80s, 90s, yeah.
Everyone says that's a golden decade of, British music,
so
you've got to pay homage to it.
Yeah, it's definitely not a bad bad influence to come from, is it?
No.
Is there a band that you guys have kind of been working with, or you've been listening to, that you feel like people should be listening to? Especially you should be absolutely listening to you guys, but is there anyone else that's on your radar that you're thinking, yeah, this band needs, that we're listening to and we're liking that sound that they're kind of producing? Is there anyone that's on the radar for you guys? It could just be anyone, like anyone on top of your head,
Yeah, well, I've got a couple, actually. I mean, there's our good mates, Bleach, who are originally from Lincoln, but they've moved down to London now, but they occasionally come down to play the odd gig and stuff, yeah. Bleach, Derwig, they're all good, three nice lads, top lads, incredible musicians. If you like good live gigs, punky stuff, definitely go check them out. They've just brought out a few singles. Yeah, they're good lads. And, probably my favourite upcoming band at the minute is called The Dream Machine, from Liverpool. James Skelly from The Coral has signed them. He gets them as many opportunities as possible, gigging and radio playing, stuff like that. I mean, they are incredible. And, they're coming up. I'm expecting to see them on Glastonbury in the next couple of years, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I'm going to have to... What was they called? Dream Machine? Because I'm going to have to...
The Dream Machine. They've just come out of their debut album, but they've had three EPs out, and they're just incredible, man. Dead psychedelic, but you can tell... They see their influences on their swing,
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just take a minute back and talk about you guys. The new song, the new song and the new EP, Split the Sky. I mean, talk to me about kind of... what brings it all together? You'd say that it was the best kind of bits that you've wrote, hundreds and hundreds, but the best little bits. But was the going into a writing process, was there something that you kind of had in mind? Was there something where I want the Libertines in mind? Was that a specific album, or was it just whatever was coming to your head and then you were kind of all sitting down to a band going, that one's in, that one's out? Or kind of how does it come together?
Well, like I say, we released that, it's got to be about five months ago now, I can imagine. But with the thing is obviously we've taken a bit of a break and stuff. We don't really particularly play many of them songs anymore. Not that they're not good songs.
Okay.
It's just that when something's out there, especially as when you play music and stuff, if you play something over and over again, you just want to play the newer stuff,
Yeah, of course. Is there something new that's in the pipeline then? All that I could get from your social media is that you had this kind of this song Split Sky, which is obviously, but is the new stuff that's in the pipeline? Is there a new EP that's coming out?
We'll probably get a couple of singles out and then work on an EP. But yeah, just to go back to your question, with Split the Sky, it was more we had a handful of songs and we wanted to, because we're all big fans of actual album playthroughs, because I think the essence of making an album has almost disappeared because people are so focused on singles and having that one song that will get played on the radio that one time, what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think we're all we all appreciate culture a bit more than that and appreciate that. If you can sit down and listen to an album track for track with no skips, That was the idea, and it was thinking, well, what 5-6 songs have we got that you could listen to one after another effortlessly, And that they were just the ones that we picked. And there's quite an up and down with energy and styles and even the production's done on differently on some of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of how many new songs would you say are probably being written or in the pipeline right now that you're working on? Is the, say that briefly, that you're going to, bring out a couple more on an EP? How is there a few that's still in the pipeline, or is it just a constant kind of writing process right now? Now that you guys have kind of come back after a couple months off.
No, we got an album ready. We've planned through that. We got an album ready. It's just more waiting for the right deal to be offered for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Order.
So there is an album ready to go for you guys. It's just what's the best way to kind of work it as you guys, as a band type thing.
Yeah. Well, it's also, financial backing from people and
the
advertising and all that boring stuff that comes with it.
You guys are just kind of making music, and then it's all the behind the scenes stuff that you guys kind of, that puts a little bit of a hindrance on it, I guess.
Yeah, we're ready to go. It's just, is everyone else ready to go? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of, ready to go, what have you got coming up in terms of gigs that you can kind of tell us about?
Well, our next gig is in Salford this month. Can't even think what the date is, I'll be honest with you. But it's a support slot we're doing for a fella in Salford. I'm not expecting anyone from Lincoln to pop down to that unless they fancy a nice journey.
It'll be good to venture out to Salford, though, and do a gig like that and expend you guys as a band, I suppose.
We pretty much take anything we can get our hands on that's worthwhile at the minute. I mean, this is nice because it gets us a bit of practice with a new lineup. So I'm looking forward to that. We've got one at a new venue that I'm not allowed to talk about, unfortunately.
Okay.
Because there's not been any official date like that, but I can tell you it'll be before Christmas.
Okay. Can I have a venture guess? Is it one in Lincoln by any chance?
Okay.
Well, the less said about that, but yeah, okay. I've got a slight inkling of what that might be, but absolutely. To keep up to date then on kind of all things that you guys have got going on, what are your socials?
It is at the Winslow's Music on, I think, everything, to be honest. I've got no clue. I think it's definitely that on Instagram. It's probably that on Facebook as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And yeah, guy, best of luck with everything. And, when the album is ready to go and there's a few more singles coming out, by all means, please pop by and we'll get them on the show.
Of course, man.
Thank you so much for doing this. Appreciate it. And have a good rest of your day.
Cheers, man. You too.
Thank you.